You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. I am pleased to be... Sorry, a little residual cough. I am pleased to be joined this morning by Jessica Katz. Jessica Katz is the director of Yad Le'ah. Yad Le'ah's mission is to alleviate the impact of poverty in Israel by providing high-quality, new and lightly used clothes to low-income families in a wide range of Jewish communities in a manner that preserves the individual's self-respect. Collected by volunteers in the United States, the clothing is sold for a fraction of its true value in a store-like environment in Israel. By providing families with an opportunity to shop for affordable clothing, Yad Le'ah treats its customers with the dignity that is due all human beings. And this Sunday, March 14th, there is a Five Towns drive-by clothing drive, which we will hear all about, and I can tell you that I've already pre-registered. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having me.
No, a pleasure. And thank you for your great work on behalf of the Jewish people. And I thank Shoshana Katz Polliner, who also is so instrumental amongst other people in making sure that Yad Le'ah is successful. And she, of course, put us in contact. And so I really appreciate that as well. Let's talk for a second about, I mean, what does it take to ship clothing overseas during a pandemic?
So the truth is that the process has very much stayed the same in the actual shipping and the distribution. Really, the process that has changed most is the collection, because, of course, people are, in the last year, have been home and have been hearing from many, many people that what are they doing at home? They are cleaning closets right. and paring down and organizing. And then the challenge is to try to collect that clothing in a safe manner, which people feel comfortable with, which is efficient, and which is healthy. So what we're trying to do is provide opportunities for people to give their clothing, but give their clothing in a safe way that they feel comfortable with and is virtually contactless.
Right. So I guess that's my question. Like, the last time I participated in a clothing drive for Yad Le'ah, I also didn't get out of my car. So, I mean, all I did was open up my trunk, and there were God knows how many volunteers, and everyone was in such a good mood, and I assume everybody on Sunday will also be in a good mood, but they literally just took everything out. I didn't have to do anything. So how is this different? Is it because we need to pre-register so that cars are not backing up, or that people, that everything is just going more orderly? Like, I've already done this. Why? How is this different?
So, great question. So, you were one of the lucky ones. So, I guess at the time you pulled up and you were surrounded by volunteers. But the model in the past has often been that people pull up, they get out, there's a table where they can register, they can give their name so that we can be sure to give them a receipt and recognize it. And most importantly, let them know what happens to the clothing. Because if you just kind of drop and run, A, many people are looking for receipts, but B, like, you just think it. The clothing maybe disappears into a black hole. You don't understand where it's going. So this way we have opportunity to thank you and to show you pictures and perhaps even send you videos of where the clothing goes, because I think people deserve to know what happens to their clothing.
Right.
So often people would get out, and that was often the process. Here, nobody is getting out of their cars. There's going to be a line. There are going to be lanes. Everything is very organized. Pre-register so we have all your information so we can send you receipts so you don't have to say, you know, email, where's my receipt? But right. We'll have it. We'll get it to you in an efficient way. You pull up at the Lawrence Middle School, where many people are accustomed to going because many people pick up food there, and there'll be lanes. Open up your trunk. There'll be volunteers ready and willing to take your clothing. Close your trunk, and you're on your way, and it'll be efficient, it'll be safe, it'll be comfortable, and it'll be a great experience.
I got to tell you, with all the things that we discuss that have happened or that have changed during COVID that we don't want to get rid of, right? There's plenty of things we want to get rid of. There are plenty of ways we want to go back to normal. I don't know. If I never have to get out of my car again for somebody to take something out, I'm fine with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're thinking that this may become the model for the future. Pull up, open your trunk, and because you pre-registered, we have your information, and we are asking, once you do pre-register, you will get a confirmation, print out the confirmation, bring the confirmation to the drive so that we can scan it, that we know you're there, and we can legitimately send you a receipt because you really did come and you donated beautiful clothing.
www.israeldrive.org is where you go for pre-registration. Now, I know we've talked about this, but pre-registration is required. Am I right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we know what time you're coming. We'll have the staff there. We'll have your information. We'll get you a receipt, and you can be on your way.
That's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. And it's amazing how one of the things about COVID is that it's required so many different organizations and people personally to be more efficient, right? There's an efficiency that's now required to allow participants, volunteers, donors, whatever the organization, whatever the process, to feel more comfortable being a part of the process. Are you getting that feeling?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I feel like certainly as a consumer in different places, we've had that feeling. I mean, we were just talking about how they've done an incredible and efficient job in so many of the places where they're giving vaccines. But as organizers also, I feel like this is going to become the model. You know, people shouldn't have to be waiting online or getting out of their car or schlepping bags. We're going to do it all for you. And it's going to be much more efficient, and I think it's going to be just a pleasant process. And if you're donating, you deserve to have a pleasant process of the process of giving. It should feel good, and it should be easy.
100%. It should feel good, and it should be easy. It's a little bit like dropping your kids off for the camp buses. Like, just take my kids and their bags out of the car, and then let me drive away. All good. You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. I'm joined by Jessica Katz, director of Yad Le'ah. Let's talk for a second about the need for clothing. I imagine that you have seen a greater need for Yad Le'ah to be as successful as possible as a result of the pandemic.
Yeah, so that's an important question. It's a difficult question. There's been a lot of devastation. There's a lot of jobs. There's a lot of unemployment. A lot of people have lost jobs. I realize the level of dependence on tourism in Israel. So you think of the hotels, you think of, you know, tourist sites, but you don't think of the individual who maybe had an extra apartment or actually didn't have an extra apartment, had their own apartment, which maybe they're in Svat or they're in a place where there's a lot of tourists, and they move out of their own place. They go live with their parents, sisters, brothers, whoever they're going to live with. They rent out their apartment for in a tourist season, and that's their parnasa, that's their livelihood for, you know, maybe a half a year, maybe a year, right. And all of a sudden they don't have that. Ugh. So many stories like this of the individual being affected by the tourism and the unemployment, and it trickles down, and then, you know, where's the food on the table, and how are they supporting their families? So there's, the need has increased in really incredible and devastating ways.
Right. I completely hear that. And so have you had to send more bags? I mean, we've discussed the process before, and the actual process of getting the stuff to Israel, as you've explained, hasn't changed. But have you had to do it more often than you have in the past?
Well, there's definitely more requests. There's definitely more need, and people are saying, "Can you, you know, we have 24 gemachim, 24 thrift shops throughout the country. Each gemach is headed by volunteer coordinators, and they are reaching out and say, we need more. Can you send more often?" And that's really the challenge that we're trying to face right now, collecting more clothing and then processing and being able to send it. Of course, everything has to be sorted and packed and sent in an efficient way and in a way that's tailor-made for that community. So it's not just like we're not taking your bag and just sending it to Israel, but we're actually packing it in an orderly fashion. And that's the challenge. We have to hire staff to be able to do that. And that's our goal, to send more boxes to more people, because the request is really there.
www.israeldrive.org. I'm going to keep mentioning this website as often as possible. Yes, I will be there in the first shift. Excuse me. Starting at 9 a.m. is when the shifts begin. You need to pre-register in order to donate clothes. And I have to tell you, the drive is perfectly timed before Pesach. We're all doing cleaning anyway. We're all whittling down anyway. And frankly, as a person who was recently in Bidud, yeah, you also buy a lot of things you don't need. So now that you've bought clothing that you don't need, get rid of the clothing that you have had for a while, and you can donate it with Yad Le'ah. And let's also talk practically for a second about cost. There are different sponsorships available for the clothing drive this week. I imagine in general there are sponsorship opportunities available. This is a non-for-profit. You will get a receipt. But let's talk about how not only are we looking at sweat equity, as my husband would call it, people who work hard, volunteers, etc., but also you need actual equity to make this one run as well.
Yes, for sure. That's how we get it there. Like I said, everything is being shipped to Israel. Sometimes people think, oh, you know, are you sending it in a suitcase? Of course, no one's going to Israel now, but when people do, you're sending it in a suitcase, you're sending it, people are taking it. So this organization is much, much larger. We're not sending suitcases. We're sending upwards of 7,000 boxes a year. We're sending upwards of 400,000 items of clothing a year. So everything has to be very categorized, make sure, you know, we're not doing, we want to help people as much as possible. So we can't send, you know, I don't know, 1,000 shirts to one place and 1,000 pants to another. You have to make sure everybody gets, you know, clothing for the whole family, you know, shirts and pants and tops and skirts and sweaters, everything. So we have to do everything in a very organized fashion, and that takes work. The entire organization runs on volunteers, except for the actual workers who are there 9 to 5 every day sorting the clothing and making sure that our people's clothing, your clothing, the donor's clothing, is getting to the people who need it. So we certainly need funds to be able to, you know, fuel that operation and make sure people get that clothing.
100%. And Jessica, I also just want to remind people, we're looking for clothing in excellent condition, not mediocre, not something that's stained, not something with holes. If you wouldn't wear it, you shouldn't send it. Am I right?
Yes, the organization runs on... I would say the organization stands on dignity. We're all about preserving people's dignity, giving people a certain sense of pride, stability, confidence. And in order to have that confidence, in order to have that dignity, you have to wear a good piece of clothing. You have to feel good about what you're wearing. If you're wearing something that doesn't fit you and that has holes and stains and it's worn out and is just really in very poor condition, you're not going to feel good about yourself, and you're not going to be successful. It has to be a good piece of clothing. Like, if you wouldn't wear it, or a sister, a brother, a neighbor, a cousin, nobody would wear it, chances are nobody in Israel is going to wear it either. It has to be nice.
Right. It has to be nice. www.israeldrive.org. Again, pre-registration is required for the Yad Leah Five Towns Drive-By Clothing Drive. You'll drive up. You will show them your ticket. They will scan it. All the clothing should be in tied-up bags. It will be removed from your car, and you will be on your way. Just as easy as that. info@yadleah.org. That is Leah with an H at the end. yadleah.org. You can also call 973-955-0861. You know, you actually mentioned something, Jessica, that's so important that I really just want to spend the next couple of minutes, and unfortunately that's all we have left, but the next couple of minutes talking about dignity, talking about the need to treat people who are in need with dignity.
That, like I said, is what the organization stands on. And if you think about it, think about, let's say, a child walking into a classroom, and if that child is wearing something that has a hole in it or has a stain on it, then the child is going to be very self-conscious. Maybe kids are going to make fun of her or him, and he or she is not going to be able to socialize, not going to have friends, is not going to be able to do well in school because often they're so focused on what are people thinking about me and so self-conscious. But you give this person a nice top. You give her a skirt. You give him a nice hoodie or a sweatshirt, and all of a sudden it's transformative. That dignity fuels everything. It gives people confidence. It gives people the ability to succeed. And it's true for a kid on the playground, and it's true for a young kid in elementary school. And the truth is, it's true for us adults who are walking into a workplace or walking into shul or walking down the street, wherever we might be. That sense of dignity is crucial for how we function in our lives and for us to be successful.
Right, but it's
so
also right, and it's also crucial for parents to feel like they're purchasing clothing for their children, not receiving it. And I think that's such an important part of the dynamic, such an important part of the process with Yad Leah, is that there is an opportunity to feel like, for all intents and purposes, like you've gone shopping, because you have. You're providing for your kids. You're providing for your family. That is so not only dignified, but it's gratifying.
Yeah, it means that, you know, a parent can feel like they are supporting their family. And it's also great for the teens. They can walk in and they can feel like they're going to the mall. They can feel like every other kid.
Right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. www.israeldrive.org. Jessica Katz, Director of Yad Leah, thank you so much for joining me this morning and for setting this up and for all the hard work that Yad Le'ah does. Again, info@yadleah.org. Folks, make sure to pre-register for this Sunday's clothing drive, drive-by clothing drive in the Five Towns. Yad Le'ah Clothing for Israel. I wish you total hatzlacha this Sunday, and a shout-out to everyone at Yad Le'ah.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday as well.
Absolutely my pleasure. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network.